The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Ruzanowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to Anaheim. We're at the Honda Center, the San Jose Sharks against the Anaheim Ducks, and the Sharks are on the ice right now giving it their all. That's exactly what they've got to do to stay consistent. And Drew, a lot of things happening on the ice during morning skates that bring a smile to your face. What's the latest?
So, this is Macklin celebrating, okay? Comes in, they're doing the drill, and part of the drill, the end of the drill, is the defenseman joins up. Doug Hudak passes the defenseman. Macklin celebrating, he's in front. They're supposed to shoot for a deflection. Nick Leddy, Stanley Cup champion, veteran of many, many, many years in the National Hockey League, shoots the shot. I don't know if anybody could have deflected it. I don't care what you had. Maybe if you had a snow shovel in your hand, you might have been able to get it. The look that Macklin Celebrini just gave him. And then the stare down is Macklin at the end of the drill. He's coming up to the center ice, and he and Nick are looking at each other. And Nick's looking like, what, just get your stick on it. Macklin's... It's just fun watching. You watch Celebrini. We had Vinny Iorio on the TV broadcast at the end of the game, last game. And you remember the part of the game against Vancouver where there was a play that Macklin set up Vinny. Vinny didn't make a scoring chance out of it. And as they were going to the box, Vinny put his arm around Macklin and said something to him. And so we asked him about that. Or Randy asked him about that. And he goes, well, actually, he goes, Macklin was chirping me a little bit as we were coming off the ice because I didn't make the right play. And we all went, oh, big surprise. And he said, so I had to say something to him, kind of a preemptive strike before we got to the bench.
It's funny you mentioned that because I saw that and I said, well, he must be saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that matters with Macklin, but it's just that's the guy, man. That's the intensity. That's the guy who's got that work ethic, and every time he's on the ice, he's trying to get better and trying to do it the right way.
By the way, since we're on this topic of interesting scenarios, when has the National Hockey League official scorers changed the way they give out assists?
God, yeah,
shouldn't Macklin Celebrini have two assists? Shouldn't Vinny Iorio have two assists? Didn't William Eklund just tip the puck in? And yeah, it went off the defenseman, but he didn't knock it in.
No, exactly. 100%. I am so surprised that that's the way that went. It definitely, Max should have had an extra point there. I don't know how they looked at it. Well, it was an own goal. Well, we know that, but it wasn't like it was. He grabbed it, hung on to it for a second, and then put it in his own net.
That's what the rule says. The rule says if you did do that, then they give it an unassisted goal.
Right.
But he didn't do that.
No, he didn't. You have to have possession. It's like you have to have possession before the referees blow the whistle on a penalty, on a delayed call. I agree with you.
Let's go back in time. How many assists do you think that Gretzky and Lemieux got that might have been taken away in that situation?
No kidding. Nowadays, they would review it. Yeah, absolutely. They should have got the calls.
Best thing that happened in Vancouver was the Sharks had a really solid 60-minute effort. And you know what? We talked about the keys to the game before we went on the air. And I did what you did. I leaned to my guru, Drew Remenda, for the keys. And they were perfect. The fact is they wanted to have a good start because they didn't have one. They wanted to make sure they had a 60-minute effort. And the third forward, the F3, was really good in this
really,
game.
Really important. And it's amazing how smart I can sound when I steal stuff from the coaches. When I ask them, hey, what are your keys? And they tell me, and then I tell you. The whole thing with them, with the way that the Sharks play, is the way that they need to play. They are a very big momentum team. And they're a team that, when they start the right way, they make sure they do it, they continue with it. The Sharks are a team that ride that momentum wave. The Sharks are a team that, if they get things going in the right direction, they're able to extend it and keep it, and usually keep it for a good period of the game, or a good long period during the game. And I thought in Vancouver they did that actually for three periods. There's some pushback some once in a while from Vancouver when they kept getting that next goal, but the Sharks really rebounded well, recuperated well. When they don't get going in the right direction, when they don't start on time, we've seen those effects, and they have a real hard time getting that game going that they need to get going. A lot of it had to do with their forecheck, and that was that F3 that Ryan Warsawski's been talking about. They talk about it all year. The guys were disciplined. They were smart. They were good about it. I love Macklin's goal because of the work that Eklund and Chernyshov did behind the net. That's the kind of game they need to play today. You know as well as I do. We've been around this league for a long time. We know Joel Quenneville and what kind of coach he is. They lost 6-1 last game. 6-1? 5-1. 6-1.
6-1.
Right. How are they going to start today?
Oh, they'll be on it.
Oh, they're going to be on it. So the Sharks have got to have just as much get up and go as Anaheim's going to have.
Well, just to show you exactly what is on Joel Quenneville's mind, he's scratching Ryan Strome. He's not in. And this guy's always been a good player against San Jose, especially. He's a good player, but he's not giving Joel Quenneville what he needs. And so into the lineup comes Jansen Harkins, and into the lineup comes Nestorenko. And out of the lineup on the other side on the defense is Radko Gudas because he's sick. That's probably a good thing the way he plays. Thank you. And in comes Minchukov, who's not as rugged defensively in terms of hitting as Gudasen.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. Now, Ryan Strome has been a very good player throughout his NHL career. He's been a very good player for the Anaheim Ducks. He loves it here. But you're right. He's not moving. He's quick enough. He's not aggressive enough. He's not being anticipating enough. And we know after the thumping that they took, it wasn't a very long morning skate. It was pretty brief, and it was an interesting talk that the coaches, that Joel Quenneville gave at the end and let them go, and then they went to work. One thing, too, their power play, Jay Woodcroft in charge of that, it hasn't been clicking lately, so they're putting extra pressure on those guys. They'll be geared up tonight to play this game, because we talked to Joel and Jay. They know that our team is a good team. They've been throwing the compliments around big time because of the way that we play. One thing that Joel said is that you guys are fast. You guys play quick.
I heard that. You know, my comment is, wait a minute, they're not that fast, are they?
When did we become? But they are when they all do it together, like they did in Vancouver. When all five guys are moving, they're a fast team and a tough team to play against.
Well, this is a big step forward for the Sharks here because we're in that, as we said, the last morning skate show. These three games before the new year are critical for the team to make sure they stay in the hunt. They're tied with Utah, and Utah's out of the playoffs. They're in. So you have to keep this going. But this game is going to be a little bit different than the game against Vancouver. And I'm just looking at where the standings are. This Anaheim team has really improved. They're probably a step ahead in their building program than the Sharks are. They've got a good goalie in Lukáš Dostál. They've got Mikael Granlund. We know how good he can be to help a team. And they've got Leo Carlson, who, like Macklin Celebrini, is one of the best young players in the game. And I'm saying that because Carlson is in that discussion.
Yes, absolutely. Carlson is terrific. I'm not saying – so when they got Carlson, had the chance to get him, it was the second pick overall behind Connor Bedard. The Ducks weren't heartbroken that Connor Bedard went first because they didn't get the first pick. They weren't really. They knew pretty much who they wanted. But it was going to be very tough if they got the number one pick to go after Leo Carlson. Everybody was like, what are you guys doing? Because Connor Bedard is Connor Bedard. But they really liked Carlson's overall game, and they've continued to develop him. He's been great. Dostal is outstanding. Mikael Granlund has been, we just talked to the coaches. Last 3 weeks, he's been their best player.
There's no doubt. I mean, that doesn't surprise any of us, given what he did with the Sharks. And the other thing about him is that he takes a pounding. That's why he gets hurt.
Yes.
He gets in there and he gets his body in there. Sometimes he's Gumby, he's able to bend his body. But he misses games every year only because of the way he plays the game. And when he comes back, there's no drop-off. He just comes right back in. Doesn't matter if he's playing center. Looks like he's playing wing on the top line today with Leo Carlson, and that makes things awfully dangerous. But you know what? This guy is one of the people that I respect as much as anybody the last 3 or 4 years with the Sharks.
He was fantastic and a big part of that team, big part of the culture. It was heartbreaking to see him go, but we knew it was going to happen. Yeah, I'm with you. Ton of respect for him. And the great thing about him, I think about William Eklund and Granlund and how much he helped William.
And Zetterlund, too.
And now watching him with Leo Carlson doesn't surprise me that they put him up there with him.
Well, it's going to be a special game tonight. You know why? because Drew Remenda is going to be on the Sharks Audio Network. It's great to have the team back together again. We're on the air at 6:30 with all of the exciting coverage, the Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks. It's going to be a challenging game, but it's going to be a fun one, so make sure you tune in right here. Until then, that's the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.